Now, Arizona teachers will vote this week on whether to authorize a strike. They've been demanding a 20% pay increase as well as other increases to education funding. Governor Doug Ducey last week unveiled a proposal to give teachers that pay raise over a few years, but some teachers remain skeptical. With me to talk about the vote, which will run tomorrow through Thursday, is Derek Harris. He's a middle school band teacher in the Tucson Unified School District and one of the lead organizers of Arizona Educators United. And Derek, is this basically a yes or no question, strike or no strike?
Yep, we just want to know that should we call for a walkout, that they are, that they're going to be able to, that they can confirm, yes, we will do that.
What do you think they're going to say?
I think they're going to say yes. We've been checking around for a long time and talking to a lot of people, and we've had a lot of definite confirmation of, you know, their frustrations and their feelings towards the whole situation with the state. And so, you know, we feel like they're ready to go. They've been definitely telling us, hey, we're ready to go anytime you want, but we just have to be sure we hear every voice and do it the right way.
Do you think that might change at all, given the proposal outlined last week by Governor Ducey to give teachers a 20% pay raise over 3 years or so?
Well, you know, we've been talking about that a lot with people in our, you know, amongst kind of the lead organizers and also with our, you know, the more rank and file member of things. And they, you know, a lot of people feel the same way that, yeah, sure, it's good that we have a, you know, a proposal on the table, but it's more important that we're taking care of all of our kids, which wasn't addressed because there's no, you know, he hasn't addressed doing any, you know, there's no funding source attached and there's no addressing the school funding issue. On top of that, the pay issue is only for a very narrow definition of what an educator is. Typically, it's only been people that are actively in the classroom and doesn't include counselors and all of our support staff, like cafeteria workers, custodians, that sort of thing.
Given that the governor did release that plan, even though there are still some questions, most notably where the money would actually come from, does it make sense to maybe hold off or try to find out where the money would come from before deciding, yes, we're going to strike or no, we're not?
No, he's had 10 years to figure out kind of what he could do about this. It's not like this is a new problem for Arizona, and we feel that he's going to be given an opportunity to come to the table and tell us how he's going to answer these questions for us, and he needs to do it now.
When you say 10 years, though, he's only been governor for 3.
Well, but he was state treasurer before that, so these problems are not new to him, and he's definitely had his hands in the pot for a number of years attached to that.
So assuming that you're right and the teachers do vote to authorize a strike, any sense of when that may happen?
We don't have a date for that yet because we want to be sure that we follow this process through in a very concise and proper way. So we're going to wait till we have our votes and we can tabulate everything before we make any more further announcements.
Do you think that there will be any pressure to, if the teachers vote to authorize a strike, to do it in the not too distant future, given the fact that the legislature is, you know, potentially wrapping up its session in not too long from now and the school year will be ending for many districts, you know, within the next couple of months?
We intend on capitalizing on time as best we can because we understand how urgent of an issue this is for everyone. And we want the pressure to stay on and we want it to stay strong. We know we've been driving the conversation so far and he's done nothing but have to react to us. The legislatures had been able to do nothing but react to what we offer. So, you know, timing is of the essence and we're keeping a very close watch on the legislature and how this vote goes through to make sure that whatever we do is precisely timed and advantageous.
All right. Derek Harris is a middle school band teacher in the Tucson Unified School District, also one of the lead organizers of Arizona Educators United. Derek, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.